Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, July 9th. I'm Carrie Nolan. The Edmund de Rothschild Foundation has a long history of investing money in Israel. The Bank of Israel used Rothschild's portrait on its 500-shekel note in the 1980s. There are streets and even a town in Israel named after the family. But in recent years, the foundation has shifted its focus. This year, the group's giving $1 million to 24 Jewish and Muslim entrepreneurs in the hopes that the two can build new political relationships and new businesses at the same time. Here to talk to us about this new endeavor that cuts across cultural barriers is Firoz Ladak, Executive Director of the Edmund de Rothschild Foundation. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now, this seems like a major departure for the Rothschild family after giving millions to promote industrialization and economic development in Israel. Why are they investing in this joint Muslim-Jewish enterprise now?
Actually, I should perhaps emphasize the fact that this is not about Palestine and Israel. This is not about a peace initiative. It's much more about fighting what we have perceived primarily in Europe as a retrenchment mentality. In a world of globalization, we find that more and more people feel threatened and tend to come back to their own immediate cultural environment and often enough see the other as an enemy. Addressing this issue with a particular focus, i.e. Muslim and Jewish, would actually bring about a new model for conflict resolution, which could also be replicated to other so-called conflicting communities.
This is the second year of the fellowship. How's it going?
It's been really exciting. We started about 4 days ago, and we had about 500 applications, and in the end, we have a class of about 24. They've all come to New York City from UK, France, and different parts of the US with their business plan, their personality, and they basically sit the whole day in business classes and also humanities. In other words, this is actually a partnership between the Columbia Business School and also the University of Cambridge.
How do you measure the effectiveness of this grant program?
Two factors are important. One is the extent to which we are able to build a network of young Jewish and Muslim professionals and the extent to which they keep in contact, they help each other, they share best practice. And the other factor of success will be the extent to which each of the fellow is able to build his or her sustainable social enterprise.
Firoz Ladak, the executive director of the Edmund de Rothschild Foundation. Shelley Banjo is the philanthropy reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She recently wrote about the foundation's efforts. Good morning, Shelley.
Thanks for having me.
Do you know of any other groups that are setting aside this kind of money to help bridge cultural divides?
NYU has had a program that brings Palestinian and Israeli juniors in college to come for a semester as a sort of study abroad program. And then they actually live together and work together and take classes together. And that's a fairly new program as well.
Shelley, thanks a lot for taking the time this morning.
Sure, no problem. Thanks.
Shelley Banjo is philanthropy reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And that's the Arts File on New York's classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.